Hello, fillers and thinkers and those in between. Welcome to episode 8 of Let's Get Emotionally Intelligent podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Finessa Gray, founder of Emotional Intelligence Doctor, a personal and professional development coaching and training company committed to creating a more emotionally intelligent world, one heart and mind at a time. I bring synergy to your heart and mind by providing bite-sized emotional intelligent inspiration to practice EI in your everyday lives and empower you to feel better, think better, and live better. It's been a long time, but I had a bout of COVID, had to practice my own self-care strategies, and had a bit of writer's block. But today I want to talk to you about not co-signing to what others think or say about you. My question to you is, are you minding your own business? If not, I'll help you focus on what matters most, and that's your opinion of yourself. By the end of this podcast, you'll be empowered to only co-sign with the truth and your truth about you and think less about others. So let's get emotionally intelligent, shall we? Opinions. We all have them. The world, especially our world, is rich with opinions. I believe our society exercises freedom of speech and expression more so than the other amendments. But I often wonder, what is it costing us? Most likely our peace. I mean, with all this fake news, pseudo-reality television, and on, are we too opinion conscious? It could be difficult to tune all this stuff out, especially when we're not sure of our own opinion. And on top of that, there are so many people and things vying for our attention that emotions and thoughts can be overwhelming at times. So what do we do? Tough question, isn't it? I think a tougher question may be, what do we believe? I'm a firm believer of out of our being comes doing. What we believe affects what we do and shapes who we are. Our belief systems are key to unlocking the treasure in our lives. If we can answer this question, we can be more intentional about what opinions we choose to entertain. Know this, it's a choice, and it's your choice. And you know what? It can be difficult. There is power in your choice, and you have this power, no matter how challenging it may be, to understand or use it. The popular saying goes, practice makes perfect, but I believe that practice makes progress. Whatever perfect may mean to you. As children, we are taught lessons that follow us into our adulthood. Many of us spend the better of half our lives trying to unlearn those lessons. What lessons were you taught about your voice? And do you still subscribe to that today? I can guarantee that much of how we feel, think, and live has a great deal to do with what we've learned many moons ago. This also shapes our opinions about ourselves and what we believe the opinions of others and how we force our opinions on others as well. As a child, I've never felt valued. I was not able to freely express my feelings or thoughts. You know, I felt self-conscious about being dyslexic and having, you know, central auditory processing disorder. People called me stupid. People bullied me on a daily basis. The phrase to be seen and not heard was said so much that it became a mantra. I went through much of my life being quiet, out of fear. The thought of speaking terrified me, and sometimes still does. To overcome this self-defeating behavior, I had to dig deep into what I allowed to make me quiet. And sometimes, I still do. Now, this can be a painful process for some of you. Well, at least it was for me. And to fully understand why we do what we do and believe what we believe, you must do the hard digging to discover the origin. This one of the aspects of emotional intelligence called self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to understand your emotions, strengths, and weaknesses, and how they change in various situations. Sometimes our deepest pain may be where our purpose resides. Are you ready for your journey or discovering who you are? The first step is identifying your feelings about it. Our feelings tell us what needs have been met or not met. Then we can start delving deeper into the why. Are you ready? Let's start digging. Dr. Paul Ekman, an emotion psychologist, identified 6 basic emotions: anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, and surprise. Later, psychologist Dr. Robert Plutchik known for creating the wheel of emotions, added two more emotions and grouped them into pairs. They are joy, sadness, anger, fear, trust, distrust, surprise, and anticipation. Now, are you wondering what all this has to do with minding your own business and dealing with others' emotions and opinions? I'm glad you asked. Before we can understand why we feel what we feel, we first need to know what emotions we're experiencing. In a previous podcast, I shared emotions are chemical responses to an external stimulus, and feelings are what we think about our emotions. Unfortunately, many of us identify with only a few emotions because that's what we were taught. Once we learn how to identify our emotions, we can delve deeper into the why behind them. Then we can better understand why the opinions of others affects us so much. Why do we care anyway? And what can we do about it? Ask yourself questions until you strike gold. And trust me, there is gold inside of you. There aren't any right or wrong answers. What a great starting point is asking the five W's: who, what, why, when, and where, and two H's: how and how much. For example, who first displayed the emotion? What happened? Why did it happen? When did it happen? Where did it happen? And how did it make you feel? How much did it cost you? Do you display this emotion often? Why? Our emotions shape our thoughts, and our thoughts shape our behaviors. Once we identify the emotion, we can find out why we feel what we feel and think what we think. Then, if necessary, we can begin reprogramming ourselves. The number two common self-defeating behavior is co-signing to what others say or think about you. Everyone has an opinion, but not everyone has the right opinion about you. Only you know you, and what anybody else thinks about shouldn't matter at all. I know that's hard, but it's necessary to take your power back. Once you allow others' opinions to rule your life, you give your power away. Ultimately, you decide what matters to you. You decide what you allow in your space and choose what affects you. Next, let's talk about practical solutions to minding your own business. I'm a spiritual person, and I truly believe God meets us where we are and at our deepest needs. Once we have identified our emotions, feelings, and thoughts, where they came from, and we can progress through the healing process by finding out, what does God say about us? The Bible is filled with God's promises and His original intent. For us, there isn't an emotion that you have that God hasn't already felt. After all, God made and gave us emotions. We've been taught to stop them or express socially acceptable emotions, but this is an unhealthy practice. For most of our lives, I stuffed my emotions and they came out in unhealthy ways. I needed to understand my own emotions. I'm sure you have too. Where did my thought patterns come from? Why did I allow others to affect me so much? I began studying emotions in the Bible and other resources. My pain was the catalyst for my interest in emotion science. Later, I conducted a 7-year study on emotional intelligence, the ability to identify and manage your own emotions and the emotions of others. The Bible provides numerous ways for us to live life more abundantly. Let me share some of my favorite verses to get you started. In chapter 1, verse 31, it says, "You are very good." In Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, "You are God's treasured possession." Psalm 139, verse 14 says, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8 says, "You are the apple of God's eye." And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "You are totally and completely forgiven." Now, these scriptures don't even scratch the surface of all God's promises, but it's a start, and it's the beginning of minding your own business. Last but not least, I've made this verse this year's focus from 1 Thessalonians 4:11. "Aspire to live a quiet life, to mind your own affairs and work with your hands." Can't get simpler and plainer than that. In thinking of these verses, I'm also reminded of Mahatma Gandhi's quote, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet." So how do we do that exactly? First, understand that people can only view you from their own filters, experiences, and how they view themselves. Many are in pain, and they may project on us what they feel about themselves. When we begin to become more self-aware, sometimes It allows us to empathize with the struggles of others. Empathy is another aspect of emotional intelligence. The ability to walk in another's shoes or to recognize, understand, and share their thoughts and feelings of another. Second, spend time with yourself and learning all there is to know about you. We are all ever evolving, and there isn't a magic formula to make life easier. All is trial and error. What's important is to try and be the best you can be with the knowledge we have right now. And lastly, embrace your imperfections. We all have them, and they make us unique. No one on this earth is perfect, yet we all strive for it every day. I'm all for being the best version of ourselves, but what if we are the best version of ourselves right now? Can we accept ourselves and be open to change when it comes? Change can be difficult. It challenges our identity, our essence. However, change is inevitable. We can be part of the problem or part of the solution. These three challenging steps should keep you busy and minding your own business and think less of what others have to say or think about you. What others think or say doesn't matter anyway. After all, they have no heaven or hell to put you in. Only you can make that choice. Choose wisely. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. And as you begin minding your own business, you'll begin to see a whole new world open up to you. As I said before, you change your world by changing your thoughts and your words. Understanding your emotions and where they come from can help you begin changing on the inside so you can experience a more abundant life on the outside. Remember, what you put in is going to come out. So be mindful of what you're seeing, hearing, and speaking. Never underestimate the power of your own opinion. Be blessed, my friends. This is the Let's Get Emotional Intelligence podcast with me, your host, Dr. Vanessa A. Gray. Please connect with me on my website, emotionalintelligencedr.com, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And remember, you already have what it takes and what you need to feel better, think better, and live better. Tune in to the Let's Get Emotional Intelligence podcast for more inspiration to help bring harmony to our hearts and minds and practice an EI in our everyday lives, creating a more emotionally intelligent world, one heart and mind at a time.